Some of the greatest movie themes of all time. That must mean it's time for the greatest movie talk show of all time, and that would be Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. We get together every Thursday for a little conversation about all things movies. How you doing?
Well, I was at the opening of the Freep Film Festival last night, and it's festival season. Begins in September for the world, and then January brings Sundance. But in southeastern Michigan, this is festival season.
Right on.
Because Cinetopia just put all of our program on schedule. We're going to open the festival with a film that we all saw at Sundance and liked a lot, called Before You Know It. And the director and writer and star is going to be here. The film's got a great cast with Alec Baldwin and Mandy Patinkin and Judith Light, and it's a story about this theatrical family in New York that own a place, and they live in it, and it's a little theater, and it's, of course, totally failing, and then it's a family story about these two different sisters. One is very organized, the other one's very disorganized. The father's dysfunctional, played by Mandy Patinkin, and it's a lot of fun.
And, you know. That's not a stretch.
No,
Man,
not at
all.
It's
kind of dysfunctional.
There's going to be over 50 films. We're including...
And for those who don't know, you know, you guys go around to all the festivals and curate the very best. It's like a greatest hit of film festivals.
That's right, of world film festivals, literally. And then we're closing with a film called Autonomy, which is about driverless cars and the technology connected to driverless cars. And it's really a great film. It just premiered at South by Southwest. And then we're going to have a closing party at the University of Michigan's Autonomous Car Village.
Oh, okay.
That they've
M-City?
Built. Yeah, M-City. So
excellent.
Anyway, and there's 50 films between those two opening and closing films. And so get your pass, get your tickets. They're now on sale. And then playing right now, opening last night, was the Freep Film Festival. And they had a documentary about Cream Magazine, which was a rock and roll magazine.
Exactly. For those of us who were into kind of hard rock back in the 70s. And that was the Bible.
Absolutely. From the late 60s to the late 90s, Cream Magazine was published mostly in Detroit or in the Detroit metropolitan area. Started in Detroit and went to Walled Lake and then went to Birmingham and then ended up for a couple years in L.A. But anyway, so yeah, there were a lot of folks there. John Sinclair was there, and Ann Arbor celebrity, as well as southeastern Michigan.
Right.
Don was.
From Was Not Was.
Yep, he was there. There was a famous radio personality, Deb Pollock, there from Creative
yeah,
Impact.
I've heard of her.
And so, yeah, there was it was great. And if you weren't there last night, you can see it on Friday at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak at 9:30, and then at the Detroit Institute of Arts at 8:00 on Saturday. So anyway, they've got great films. One of the films that I saw at Sundance that they're doing is called American Factory, which is a really cool documentary film about a Chinese company, glass company, that took over a Youngstown, Ohio. Akron. I don't remember the Ohio city. Come to
Akron
think of it.
Akron would make sense.
Akron.
Or Toledo, because that's the glass bowl.
No, it was Akron.
It was Akron.
They brought their manufacturing prowess, and it's a really interesting documentary about the culture clash, the work ethics, and American labor, Chinese labor, American industry, Chinese industry. A very, very, very interesting and wonderful film, American Factory. And that's actually playing on Friday at 8:00 at Wayne State, and the Detroit Film Theater has it on Sunday at 1:00. But anyway, they have a whole – it's a documentary film festival. It's got a lot of film, a lot of documentaries that are dealing with the Detroit general
area.
There's
plenty of stories to tell, isn't there?
There certainly are. There's a documentary about the 1984 World Series team that the Tigers had. And anyway, on and on and on. It's great. So go online, pick up the free film festival guide, and go check it out. I'll be there as well.
You're listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Russ Collins. Well, what's opening downtown this week?
Yeah, so tonight we're opening a film called The Public.
Oh, this is the movie about the Cincinnati Library.
Yeah, so Emilia Estevez has put this film together.
Turns out the guy's a great director.
Yeah, and he wrote it, and he stars in it. And it's also got Alec Baldwin in it as well.
That guy's everywhere.
And he's a police officer. But there's an extreme cold snap that hits Cincinnati, and the homeless community, or many people in the homeless community.
Take shelter in the library.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's it's an apocryphal story. I don't know that it was based on true event, but if you've been to a public library anywhere in the country,
absolutely,
you know, they're
it primary, is a de facto shelter.
Yeah, it's a de facto shelter. There's a lot of complicated personality issues that have to be dealt with in terms of being a public space and being open a lot and being quiet and private in a lot of ways. So it really looks like a terrific, terrific film.
Yeah. Critical. So basically, the homeless don't want to leave, and one of the library workers, Emilio Estevez, decides to stand with the homeless and say, we're not going to put them out in these conditions, and then it becomes a David versus Goliath kind of political battle.
Right, and complicated realities.
Kind
of. There's lots of human issues. So anyway, the public opens today, and it will play throughout the week. The Hummingbird Project is a fiction film by a Montreal film director by the name of Kim Nguyen. It stars Alexander Sarsgaard and Jesse Eisenberg, and their cousins who are looking to build this fiber optic line that runs very, very straight, that will give them 1 millisecond advantage in their day trading work.
Which I assume could mean millions, if not billions.
Absolutely. And the woman that they used to work for, played by Salma Hayek, is looking to expose them and frustrate them and prevent them from
doing
it.
We should all have such bosses.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a smart, well-acted film. The Hummingbird Project is undeniably intriguing and a very, very good addition to this director's work. New York Times liked it, a sturdy thriller that blends male bonding, tech innovation, and financial competition.
Well, you know, there may not be any bigger issue that has been discussed in the state of Michigan over the past couple of years than marijuana.
That's right. Well, there's a documentary that's playing a citizen decided that they wanted to put on called Mary James, The Women of Weed, and that's going to be Thursday at 7:30, a week from, or today, tonight, so go check that out if you're interested in that. We've got our Korean film series that continues with The Spy Gone North. That's on Saturday at 1 o'clock. It's a free screening. Shaun of the Dead is the late night film that's playing on Saturday at 10 o'clock. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban is part of our Alphonse Cuarón series. A lot of folks don't know that the guy that directed Roma directed a Harry Potter film, so that's going to be Tuesday.
That's pretty versatile.
At 7 o'clock, absolutely. We're continuing our anime series with Ninja Scroll on Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and our Wine Wednesdays will also bring in a wine film.
A
Year in Burgundy, which is a really nice documentary film about the wine culture.
I think you have to say that with some pretension.
Burgundy. Yeah, well, that always helps, of course. The Aftermath is a film we opened up last week that stars Keira Knightley as a woman who follows her husband to Hamburg right after World War II. The husband is played by Jason Clarke, and then Alexander Sarsgaard plays a German widower who has an estate that they actually live in, and there's all kinds of relationship complications, as well as seeing just the devastation of war. A really wonderful costume drama, The Aftermath, is currently playing. Transit is a kind of a it's described as Casablanca, as if it was written by Kafka. So it's an interesting film that was originally, the story is based on a 1942 novel, but it's set in present time when totalitarian forces are taking
over. It's like putting oil with water and then making the engine run.
Yeah, absolutely. If you haven't seen Apollo 11, which is a documentary about the 50-year-ago moon shot that was the first space shot that put a man on the moon, it's really great. They've discovered new footage, new audio tracks, and they put it together in a very, very compelling way. And everybody likes Apollo 11. So it's not a fiction film. It is actual documentary film. There's no voiceover either. It's just images and the the recordings of the people doing the work, whether they're astronauts. A film that everybody likes is The Mustang. It was produced by Robert Redford, and it's about a convict who's had a really rough life and a really bad attitude, and he's put into a program to help train wild horses to make them not wild anymore.
Redford likes those horse movies,
yeah,
doesn't he?
And Bruce Dern is the no-nonsense veteran trainer of these, and they really turn out well. Now, opening at the multiplex is Hellboy. Hellboy's back. And
was that necessary?
It's actually gotten okay reviews.
Is that right?
Jovovich is also starring in it as the queen of the blood queen. The Missing Link is an animated film that Zach Galifianakis did the voiceover.
I've often been referred to as that.
It also has a voice cast that includes Hugh Jackman and Zoe Saldana. After is a film that's based on a best-selling novel, and you can go check that out at your multiplex. And then a film called Little. It's a comedy based on an idea of a young actress or a business person who suddenly transformed into a 13-year-old.
Yeah, it's a theme that's been visited before, but it sounds like an interesting take on it.
Yeah, sounds fun.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. Pick one of the movies you want to see, go see it and enjoy, and we'll do it again next week. I'm David Fair, and this is Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from the FREEP Film Festival all over southeastern Michigan.